As schools in Maine make plans for how to safely return students to the classroom amidst the pandemic, some are thinking outside the box, literally. A number of principals and superintendents are coming up with ways to move learning outdoors, even as the weather turns much colder. Tonight, we continue our series, Deep Dive Coronavirus, with a look at how some schools are creating classrooms outside. Patty White has more.
The elementary school in West Paris is in a 125-year-old yellow gabled building that looks like a big house, with a spacious, sunny backyard to match. Principal Beth Clark walks toward a schoolyard orchard planted by students. Just past the peach, apple, and pear trees, she steps into some woods, which she envisions as a perfect spot for outdoor learning.
The idea is that we will set up two classrooms, one down low in a clearing and then one a little bit higher. We have a family that's donating 60 beautiful oak stumps to act as seats.
For a few years now, Clark has wanted to move more learning outdoors for the 140 or so students who attend the pre-K through 6 school. And the coronavirus pandemic gave her the nudge to move forward.
Which I'm not sure would have happened if it hadn't been for where we are at right now as a town and a community and a district and a country, for sure.
The hope is that spending more time outside will minimize the spread of COVID-19. A recent study found that the risk of transmission outside is 20 times lower than inside. Clark says the fresh air and distancing will also provide much-needed mask breaks for teachers and students. But exactly how these outside classes will actually work will depend largely on the teachers who lead them.
There's the idea that anything that you can teach inside, you can probably teach outside. And if you can teach it outside, then go ahead and do that.
Seal Rosignol is committed to helping teachers cross over the four-wall divide. She's the education and programming coordinator at the Center for an Ecology-Based Economy, just down the road in Norway. Rosignol says that it's okay to start simple, even by just bringing kids outside for independent reading.
I think this could be a model for so many other public schools across the state. It's really exciting.
Other schools are pursuing this idea, even in just the past few weeks.
It has really just exploded.
Nathan Broaddus is coordinator of the Nature-Based Education Consortium. The group recently hosted a webinar on outdoor learning that drew more than 200 participants. But Broaddus says the idea isn't new. In the early 1900s, a school in Rhode Island was the first in the country to adopt what would soon become an open-air movement, sparked by a major public health threat at the time, tuberculosis. But Broda says the benefits of taking students outside extend beyond physical health.
We know that learning outside has really profound impacts on youth and youth well-being. And if there's ever a time when youth could benefit from the social and emotional benefits of being outside, when that would have really meaningful impact, this seems like a necessity today.
Portland Public Schools considers it a necessity. Assistant Superintendent Aaron Townsend says work is underway to establish at least two outdoor classrooms at each of the district's schools. They'll be simple spaces, and the department is enlisting the help of volunteers from the Portland Society for Architecture.
And they've been doing site walkthroughs to kind of identify what might be what they've termed kind of quick and dirty interventions to create some of these outdoor spaces. So that could look like, you know, bringing in hay bales for seating or cut up logs, things like that.
Townsend says increasing opportunities to be outside in the first couple months of the school year will be critical to help mitigate risk. But the new spaces will be used, in some way, all year round. A couple hundred miles to the north, Katahdin Elementary School principal Marie Robinson says she also envisions students learning outside in all seasons.
The one thing that I remind teachers of is, you know, we have the building and it's not like you can't come in and warm up.
Robinson says she plans to set up whiteboards in the school's outdoor pavilion. But the focus of outdoor learning will be more exploratory. Things like finding shapes in nature, observing and writing about seasonal changes, and using natural objects to count and measure in math. It's an approach that she wants to put into place for the long term.
This pandemic, as horrible as it is in a lot of cases, I'm also looking at it as an opportunity to enhance our outdoor experiences for kids.
And in the near term, Principal Beth Clark at the elementary school in West Paris says making plans for outdoor learning has brought a much-needed bright spot amidst the stress of reconfiguring classrooms and working out transportation logistics so kids can return to school.
Doesn't bring you a whole lot of joy. So thinking about what we're planning for outside. It's just something to hold on to that you know is going to bring smiles to our kids' faces, and you know our teachers are going to appreciate.
The Maine Department of Education says it's supportive of efforts to expand outdoor learning. It's received a federal grant that can likely be used to fund pilots that may one day become models for schools statewide. And Nathan Broaddus of the Nature-Based Education Consortium says there are plenty of organizations with decades of experience ready and eager to help teachers and districts move learning outdoors. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
You can find out more online about our series on how public schools in Maine are getting ready to reopen this fall. You can go to mainepublic.org/coronavirus.